This is the Reggie and Calvin Show, Episode 5.
I'm Reggie.
I'm Calvin.
I'm Zenu.
I'm Abraham Lincoln.
Flash out to give a new name to any cost. So, you and me.
That's you. Pick it up.
I hate this game.
The game hates you.
God.
See a 3PO. Worth whoops.
It's ours.
I know, but
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Should we start out with Mace Windu? Do we want to start with Mace Windu?
You don't want to start with anyone before that?
No, not really. I don't really want to start with Mace Windu either.
Well,
okay. Alright, we'll go on. That's yours, okay.
Any of those? You want any of those?
Like Yoda? Going once?
Scalp up. No, we're gonna pass on Yoda.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna start talking about Qui-Gon.
Oh, awesome.
Because I hate Qui-Gon. Qui-Gon should not have existed.
The character that was made up at the last minute before they started shooting.
That would be the very same one.
I like him a little bit. You know, he's a cool character. You know, I don't see what I didn't know about the him being made the last second thing, but I do like the character of him.
Well, yeah, that's the big deal with him. He doesn't mean anything to the saga at all.
But he's still a cool character.
We got a point.
He's cool enough, and he's Liam Neeson.
Did I call that?
Yeah. You said pick it up.
Okay. Oh, you got two. We got you.
You do it. I don't know how we're keeping score here.
Okay. Yeah, he didn't make any sense.
It was just supposed to be Obi-Wan by himself. And then they made it all confusing with how Masters and Apprentice work, and why didn't he disappear... Because, they hadn't figured that out yet.
Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that Obi-Wan was the apprentice, the Padawan of Yoda, not of Qui-Gon.
Exactly.
I guess we could start talking about how it's completely ridiculous that Obi-Wan was not the Padawan of Yoda, because that's one of my pet peeves.
Right. Go for it.
Well, firstly, on Dagobah, Obi-Wan sends...
It starts on Hoth. He tells him to go to Dagobah to learn from Yoda, the instructor.
You will go to the Dagobah system.
Yeah, there you will meet Master Yoda, the Jedi Master who instructed me.
Right.
Okay. So... So, yeah. So, it has to be that Obi-Wan is the apprentice to Yoda, which makes sense because they're both awesome. They're both
ridiculously powerful. Wouldn't it be a Padawan, not the apprentice?
Padawan, right. I gotta get my terminology straight here. So that's one of them. And the excuse that was given as to why Obi-Wan was not the Padawan of Yoda was that Yoda was the Grand Master of the Jedi Council, and his duties kept him from taking a Padawan. except for the fact that during the time when he was on the council and the Grand Master of the council, he also trained Ki-Adi-Mundi and Count Dooku as Padawan. And when both of them died, they were... Dooku was 80-something, and Ki-Adi-Mundi was younger than that. So in the course of time that Yoda was unable to train any Padawan, he trained two Padawan.
The other way they try to get around that is that they say Yoda's like your first master when you're a little kid.
Yeah.
Because they show that scene, the younglings, which also doesn't make any sense. There's one master to teach all the children. Huge order.
In the whole galaxy.
Yeah.
I do think, though, I think that what's an important part there is... I totally just lost my train of thought. I got it back.
Take that.
My apologies, Zantek.
You can't see that.
But what is... Anyways, is that I think as a youngling, each certain master has a certain specialty that they teach each student... And Yoda's is the blocking with the blaster bolts.
And maps. Don't forget maps. He brought in the map, and he's like, oh, look at the map, kids.
Yeah. So, the shades. But, so I think that that's one way that you get around is that each master has a specialty that they teach. Is like, Master Mace Windu, probably as scary as he is, probably teaches, like, dueling or something like that to a 5-year-old. Which
Imagine Sam Jackson teaching a kid.
I don't need to block, motherfucker.
No, I can't stop yelling. That's how I talk.
Now you get that through your head.
Or I'll get my purple lightsaber through your head.
That's your window, Bridget.
Shut up.
Are you the chosen one? Are you the chosen one?
Shut up. I will throw you off this plane.
Quentin Tarantino should have directed the prequels.
That would have been awesome. They would have been all out of sequence.
But it would have been okay.
Yeah.
It would have been amazing.
Like, it probably would have started with the second Death Star blowing up, and then it would have gone.
It's gonna be, it'd be like a voiceover with the Emperor. It's like, I knew it was going to be a rough day. And it'd go back and forth, and 5.5 people would get their hands cut off.
That's right.
5.5.
That was one of my greatest predictions. Yeah, when we were watching True Romance. My prediction before we started, it was the first time any of us had seen it, I said 5.5 people are going to get shot in the face. 5.5 people got shot in the face. There was one that it kind of like winged them and it didn't quite count.
At the very, we were at 5 in the last gunfight.
Yeah.
And then Christian Slater got hit in the eye, but only in one eye, and he didn't die.
Yeah.
So that was the half.
That's right.
Yeah, but then, the other thing is that if they're getting around that and saying, like, oh, well, Master Yoda trains everybody because he's the Grand Master and all of that. That's why he, that's how it works with Obi-Wan being his master. But then one of the excuses as to why Anakin fell to the dark side was that Yoda never trained him.
Right.
Because he never had a hand in it.
It was Obi-Wan trying, like, taking it upon himself to train him and then messing up.
Yeah. Which is completely ridiculous. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense. Why is it that Obi-Wan is special enough to train the two most powerful Jedi in the galaxy? And those are the only two that he trains.
By the time he trains Luke, though, there's no one else. So you can't really count that. It's just...
It's the will of the Force that Obi-Wan trains the Skywalkers.
That's true.
There's got to be a reason why Obi-Wan trains both Skywalkers, a reason why he survives the Jedi Purge. And it's either because the Force wills it or because he's awesome. And I like to believe it's both.
It's both.
And it's to you.
It's to me.
Yes. I was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father.
I wish I'd known him.
He was the best star pilot in the galaxy. And a cunning warrior. I understand you've become quite a good pilot yourself. And he was a good friend.
Well, Anakin was a brat even before he met, any of them.
So. Yeah, he fought one whole Rodian.
And, like...
What?
He...
In Phantom Menace, he was beating up some Rodian kid on Tatooine. That's the only time we saw him being a little dick as a child.
He was douching all the other time.
Yeah.
I mean, when did he beat up a little Rodian kid?
The Phantom Menace.
It was just one of his friends. He didn't beat him up.
Whatever.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between being a friend and beating somebody up.
At what point did they show him beating him up?
It was... Qui-Gon was talking to Shmi.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were friends. I thought he was just beating up.
No, that was his friends, because it was Little Rodian Kid and then Ron Howard's kids. Uh-huh. Those were Anakin's kids. They were friends, when he was a kid.
Yeah. I think the...
Imagine Ron Howard dropping off his kids at Anakin's house. But,
that's why Anakin went wrong. He was babysat by Ron Howard.
Why don't you have any hair?
Shut up, kid.
Why are you so mean to me?
That's the way life is.
What happened to your brother?
Shut up, we don't talk about that.
He went upstairs, never to be seen again.
Reggie, it's to you.
Pass. Which one am I supposed to be looking at?
Yeah,
I'm supposed to be looking that at one. That one.
Not the two. Yeah, we don't play with
there
twos.
Is no two.
Pass. It was only one.
Pass. Klieg Lars is Trump. Okay.
What?
Lars is Trump.
Oh.
I did have a thought, though, prior to our last the conversation.
What's that?
Is that Anakin only turned to the dark side not because Obi-Wan was bad with the training, but because of the whole thing with his mom. And he was always fearful about that and that kind of thing. Obi-Wan always tried to help him out and that kind of thing. And then once his mom died, that was one of the things that drew him further towards the dark side.
Yeah, but
and
was...
every time that he did turn, he was by himself. So it was always outside influences, and he always churned, or he got more evil whenever he was apart from Obi-Wan. Because he is, like, the first evil thing that you see him do is slaughter all the Sand People. He's by himself then. And then he's by himself quite a few times in episode 3 when he's with the Chancellor, which is churning him more and more towards the dark side. And then when he finally chops off Mace Windu's hand and actually falls, and that was kind of crappy in my opinion, but when he does actually, quote-unquote, fall, at that point in time, he's once again alone. So it is not by the fault of Obi-Wan, but by his own fault that he fell.
Well, if you look at it, they drew the parallels between Anakin and Luke when they redid the prequels. And Luke has all the same choices to make, and he's by himself, but he still makes them differently. So it's not whether or not Obi-Wan was there. I think they could have done it a lot better with Obi-Wan and Anakin and everything, especially when it comes down to... the issue of Dooku and Grievous. I think this is how they should have done it. The Emperor orchestrated a lot of different things, and I think they should have shown the Emperor orchestrating Anakin being isolated a little bit more, because if he's trying to work on him that way, then he has to isolate Anakin. So I think things like the stupid thing with Dooku picking up and throwing Obi-Wan and knocking him out, and then he's setting a piece of a bridge on top of him. I don't know how that worked out. But that's another time when he was by himself and he kills Dooku. But I think it would have made a lot more sense if the Emperor had orchestrated some sort of way to isolate Anakin. So when they go on to, what's it, the something hand?
He didn't kill Dooku until episode 3.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about. He said especially in episode 3 he was by himself.
Right, but he wasn't by himself when he killed Dooku.
Yeah, he was.
Obi-Wan was
unconscious.
Again? How many times did Obi-Wan get knocked unconscious in the prequels?
Yeah, it's completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's your lead.
Which reminds me, I have something here for you. Your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough, but your uncle wouldn't allow it. He feared you might follow old Obi-Wan on some damn fool idealistic crusade like your father did.
You know why I think Anakin fell? Listening to too much My Chemical Romance.
That might have been it.
I think he was just played by a horrible actor, and that he just couldn't go anything about it.
Well, that's a simple thing, yeah.
But
go ahead.
In the fight scene that you were talking about with him and Dooku, the thing that I was always wondering about is that Dooku did knock out Obi-Wan and that kind of thing, and he fights. Anakin by himself. However, there was a scene in that battle.
Trump.
There's a scene in that battle where they're fighting, and then he splits. There's a quick shot for the Emperor, and he moves his head or something like that as if he's using the Force. At that point is when Anakin gains the upper hand and chops off the hands of Count Dooku.
Oh, so you think that the Emperor had a hand in the fight?
Yes. Which would be the anti-Sith way to actually do things, because the most powerful one is supposed to take the place. Not, he isn't supposed to be helped, really, by any outside force.
I think that would have been more of the Emperor just getting rid of what he didn't need anymore. Because the Emperor was setting everything up. They were all pawns. He didn't need Dooku. He didn't need, you know, just kill him. Put yourself more towards the dark side and get rid of a guy that has outstayed his welcome.
Well, it's just the whole thing with the Sith is that the most powerful one should lead.
Well, right. Eventually the learner kills the master.
Is that your nine?
It's my nine.
It is on, yeah.
He played the...
That's a heart. You don't have any hearts? That's a good sign. Alright. Where's the right, Zeno? Or the left, sorry.
One of the best slowest characters of all time right there, which is Obi-Wan Kenobi, for those of you who are not in this room right now. And let's go...
Apparently he's a 25-year-old Padawan.
I see your security captain, and I raise you a Jedi Master.
You still don't have any hearts?
Yeah. Yeah, I like how the... yeah, good point. The... yeah, but I've got the highest trump, so we get a point. Yeah, I think Anakin probably did it by himself, because I think the combination of Dooku's taunting and Anakin's arrogance, and the fact that his anger was building due to Obi-Wan being knocked out again. Plus, I think he was always trying to prove himself, and whenever he could take on Dooku by himself, he was happy.
There is one odd thing that I have never quite understood. Episode 2, the fight scene with Dooku, Anakin, Obi-Wan. Okay. Somehow, Obi-Wan is knocked out because he has a little scrape on his arm. He falls on the ground.
He got stabbed in the thigh.
Yeah. He, Dooku, because he uses Form 2 Makashi, it's like slashes and pokes. So he like got him in the arm and then he stabbed him through the thigh.
I never saw that part.
Yeah, it was really quick. And if you don't see like Obi-Wan holding his leg and like this weird like black mark on his pants, not a hole, but a black mark on his pants, then you wouldn't notice it.
Because he just lays there the entire time. I'm like, well, why doesn't he just roll out of the way or move or attempt to do something? Because you just see him laying there for the entire fight, and then once it's over, oh, hop up, I'm gonna hop around now.
Yeah, it's very convenient that he gets up right after whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, I mean, he could, like, at least, he's still conscious, he's still alive, he's got little scratches on him. He could at least use the Force, or tell Anakin how to fight him, or do something useful besides just, I just lost my saber, if he's still fighting.
But that's where Anakin gets his arm chopped off, and Yoda has to come and save everybody anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did Obi-Wan have any good fights?
Grievous
besides Jango Fett.
Grievous was pretty awesome.
Grievous was a pretty crappy fight, I thought.
Really?
Because he beat him with a...
I'm going to have you do that because no one else has.
Yeah, because he beats Grievous with a blaster.
Yeah.
It was pretty ridiculous because Obi-Wan... when he's fighting Grievous, when Grievous has four lightsabers, Obi-Wan starts to pick him apart, just completely methodically without breaking a sweat.
Yeah.
And then after that, it just, it became much more difficult now.
Shoots him in the heart.
I mean, I think the whole thing with the him finding the blaster is kind of a joke type thing, whereas in A New Hope, he's all like, you know, this is your father's lightsaber, the true, you know, of a Jedi Knight, you know, from a
more elegant weapon
from a more civilized time, age, or whatever, so... That's just kind of like, ha ha ha, see, that's why he said that in episode 4.
Right, they did a lot of that, too, in the prequels that I thought was really stupid. Like, when he tells Anakin, you'll be the death of me one day.
Yeah, it's just like...
I get it! Oh, now I get it.
I think the best way of doing that, the best prequels, is the Clone Wars from the Cartoon Network.
Yes, Greedo. As a matter of fact, I was just going to see your boss. Tell Jabba that I've got his money.
Song Pichale. Maratam Titah Makichita. Jabba wa ninchiko babushani aitani wanyaruska.
Yeah, but this time I've got the money. I don't have it with me. Tell Jabba. Even I get bored at sometimes. Do you think I had a choice? Over my dead body. Yes, I bet you have. Sorry about the mess.
Pass.
Present.
If I pass, I have to pick what it is, right?
No. If you pass, it moves to Abraham Lincoln. Yeah. And then goes around the circle again. If it doesn't, if nobody picks anything, then you get screwed, aka, or benefited.
I pass.
Yeah, just flip it over.
Badly as I want to pick up Aayla Secura, I pass.
Aayla Secura is...
you don't talk about her like that.
Pretty hot.
That's not for you to say.
I'll buy that for a dollar. Pass.
Diamonds.
Our girl's best friend. Abe, your lead.
You lead.
Let's see here. Well, we're on the subject of Obi-Wan Kenobi and his lightsaber fights. I'm going to have to go back to how annoying it is that Obi-Wan Kenobi loses every single ridiculous lightsaber fight that he was in.
Yeah.
It makes absolutely no sense.
Well, he did win against Maul.
Yeah, he beat Darth Maul, the first Sith to emerge in 1,000 years, who had been trained since childhood by Emperor Palpatine. And he defeats Darth Vader, the most powerful Sith, who even the most powerful Jedi Masters did not see coming. But he can't defeat Dooku, one of the more pointless characters.
He loses like the second. I would say he was the second most pointless character in the prequel trilogy.
Yeah, he couldn't defeat Dooku. He loses to Dooku twice. And apparently he's not powerful enough to take on the Emperor. And,
well, I think that Darth Maul should have lived into Episode 2 and to take on the role of Count Dooku.
Well, Count Dooku is a completely pointless character.
So is Darth Maul.
Darth Maul, there has to be some kind of way...
If he was clones. If they had, like, crazy Sith clones, that would have been kind of amazing. Because then we could have had Jedi fighting, you know, Sith. Instead of bugs and droids.
Well...
it would have at least been a little better.
I think there's been far too much cloning in the Star Wars universe already.
I agree wholeheartedly.
But, I think it's just really, really annoying. And he beats Grievous, but he beats him with a blaster rifle, which is pretty annoying, because why does he need to do that? He's a Jedi. All he has to do is pick him up and throw him. He doesn't have the Force.
It was cooler what happened in the cartoons when Mace Windu crushed his chest, and that's why he was coughing.
Yeah. Yeah. But we didn't know why, though.
Right. If you didn't see those, you would have had no idea why.
Yuke.
Good work, Zeno.
Why don't you go straight to hell?
How many diamonds did you actually have?
2.
And you called it on that?
Yeah, not that. Well, it was.
I had a 9.
They were high.
I had a 9 of diamonds.
I didn't see it.
And I had to use it when you played one. That was still beat.
Well, he didn't know that I had, that I had the right. And that, that Abe and I had all the high offsuit cards.
Yeah, what did you have? You had nothing.
You're right, I had nothing.
But he didn't call it.
I know.
Yeah, I thought it would have been a whole lot better if Obi-Wan Kenobi just beat Grievous with lightsabers. Because it showed how awesome Grievous was in the Clone Wars, and how he was just slaughtering Jedi left and right. And Ki-Adi-Mundi... couldn't defeat him, even when he had all the other people with him. Ki-Adi-Mundi and Shaak-Ti were both fighting him at the same time.
And, like, 2 of the Knights and a Padawan.
Yeah. and they couldn't defeat him. But Obi-Wan Kenobi takes off two of his arms in like 30 seconds. That would have been awesome.
Either means he's really powerful or just kind of like, oh, look, 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 look what happened.
Yeah. If you go back to like my earlier comment about how the Emperor was trying to isolate Anakin, the only purpose for having Dooku would be for Anakin to fight Dooku, and then it would have been like if you're on a... What was the name of that ship? The Invisible Hand. When they were on the Invisible Hand, that was the ship in the beginning of Episode 3.
The Emperor's ship was the Invisible Hand?
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty hot.
So,
what ship in Episode 3?
The one where Anakin and Obi-Wan have to sneak onto, and then they end up fighting Dooku and Grievous separately. It would have worked out a whole lot better if the Emperor had orchestrated it where they had to split up so that Anakin fought Dooku to save the Emperor and Obi-Wan fought Grievous.
But then the war would have ended right then and there.
But he went to the other planet to fight Grievous.
Yeah, but they fought Grievous there. Grievous escaped.
Yeah,
but that was another thing where Obi-Wan had to go fight Grievous on a separate planet. That's when Anakin was by himself on Coruscant.
Right.
With my theory of that's funny.
Yeah. So I think that there should have been something that the Emperor did to, at least in this instance, to send Obi-Wan to Utapau to fight Grievous.
Doesn't that suggest that Anakin was just a really weak character to begin with then? Because he either had to have a good influence or a bad influence in order for him to do anything? Once again, kind of ruining the character of Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
He couldn't do anything for himself.
Yeah, pretty much.
Lame. Emo.
He was really lame.
Emo bitch, that's all he was.
Pass.
Is that a heart?
Yeah, it'd be. You lead.
Well, it'd be real good here, Abe. You do. Okay, that's good.
What? He played a heart.
So did you, Reggie.
I know.
Did you play the
You played the highest. Heart.
Well, oh.
That means you win.
Did I really?
That's yours. Yes.
You played Senator Organa.
Yeah, Senator King. Organa is more powerful.
Oh, was that what I played?
Yeah.
You're right.
What did you play, Abe? What's the 10 of hearts?
I played the 10. I led with the 10.
Oh. Yeah, I played the 9 of diamonds.
That's the order it went in.
Oh. I played the crappy card that didn't help at all.
Okay. I thought I did. Whoops.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last. The circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
Was a weak old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Well, that's our stopper there.
Oh, well. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, not like I have Trump anyway. Things are looking pretty good.
Yeah, they are.
That's pretty good there. What do you got? Oh, stopper. Coming. 1 point. We move forward from Shakti to Agen Kolar.
Yeah, that's a character that everybody knows.
Agen Kolar and F. Koff are supposed to be the same character, but the one of the actors didn't want to do it between episodes 1 and 2 or 2 and 3. So they're like, new Jedi.
Oh.
That's one of the things that they do. They just kind of explain it like, they...
He died.
He died?
He died.
That's what they said. one of them, I forget which one came first. I think F. Koth was the... doesn't matter. But one, they're like, oh, one of them died, and they replaced him immediately on the Jedi Council with somebody who looks exactly like him. But because apparently there are, like, similar-looking Iridonians who are all powerful enough to sit on the Jedi Council on Coruscant. Instead of just making a new character.
Speaking along those kind of...
I didn't even realize that they had Iridonians in any of the prequels other than Darth Maul.
Yep. Eth Koth and Egon Kolar were two of them.
Oh, that's good. Another one of those things that they didn't really explain. Like, oh, so there's... Wait, what?
Yeah, not to mention the fact that they don't look anything like one another.
No.
Because Egon Kolar and Eth Koth both had long hair and did not have horns all over their head. So I'm not really sure how it works.
The horns on the head is pretty much, you know, that's how you know.
There is one thing.
What's the difference between an Iridonian and a Zabrak?
One has blue eyes, one has black eyes. There is one thing that is...
It's the way the spikes are arranged.
Really? See, one's more of a crown.
Yeah, seriously, that's not... Because Darth Maul was a Zabrak then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but they're on the same planet, aren't they? They're both on Iridonia?
Sure, let's go with that.
Consult the book!
It's not in that book.
I don't have the book
consult
in here anyway.
The book! There is one
I'm going to pass because I don't want you to have the right.
Pass.
Who dealt? Was it Zentax?
Yeah.
Okay. Pass.
Turn down the bar or lose for an hour. Let's go with hearts.
In Atlantis.
Atlanta. The magician?
There is,
give me your tired, your poor, your Trump.
No!
I led General Rican. You have to follow suit and play Breha Organa.
Breha Organa, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
She's cheating on him.
That's,
Senator Organa.
Yeah, she's all over General Rican.
All his face.
All over his face.
Wow. That,
Well, he was.
Yeah, I like how C-3PO and General Devana jumped on the pile.
Well, all right, we're back on the pile.
3PO is pretty gay.
My favorite master with a tender kiss on the forehead.
Come on, who's going to beat Mace Windu?
Ayla Secura is going to hop on Mace Windu.
Oh, Quinlan Vos is going to be pissed.
It's going to be some hot sauce.
So pissed he's going
to... Nice, nice.
A little bit of Lando Calrissian.
He's some Colt 45. Malt liquor. That's good malt liquor.
There is one thing I do want to talk about that has always really, really, really made me very upset.
Go for it.
It has to do with episode 3.
We haven't narrowed it down too much yet.
Well, that was the least annoying things in that movie.
Well, the thing that annoyed me the most, besides Anakin falling all of a sudden... Like, pledging himself. I'm like, okay, that's retarded. But besides that, is the fact that...
That's a heart.
Yeah, that's a heart.
That's the left.
Is the fact let's see, it's 4 Jedi Masters from the Jedi Council go and confront the Chancellor. The Chancellor spins around, stabs, like, one of them. The other 3 Jedi don't move. He then turns and swipes one other one, kills the other one. The other guy still hasn't moved. He attacks one, he blocks one blow, and then the other blow, he takes him out, and then it's just Mace Windu and him.
Yeah.
He was using battle meditation to freeze them in place.
Yeah, that's one of the things.
Or core stasis.
It was something about, a fear. Some kind of fear was paralyzing them.
That's really what they...
That's what's been speculated.
But or maybe it's just because
know.
It's the force power in, like, so many RPG games.
Right,
like, you don't see him do anything that would represent that, though.
No, you don't.
Well, except for the roar type thing that he does. He's like, you throwing me a
and the Emperor.
But that always just really pisses me off that 3 Jedi Masters and the Council, which are super powerful.
Right.
Yeah, wasn't Mace Windu supposed to be, like, the best
sword fighters, yeah.
Ever. Ever.
Yeah.
Well, he did win, though.
That's true, he did, technically.
I don't think that Mace Windu won that fight. That's my thoughts.
He was about to kill him, and then Anakin distracted him, and the Emperor goes Force Lightning on his ass.
You can't call shenanigans in the Game of Life. You can't call it shenanigans.
No, I don't think that. I think the Emperor was playing possum. Because as soon as Anakin cuts off his hand, he goes, ultimate power! And he's like, he's better again.
Did he really say ultimate power?
Yes. Yeah.
Why don't I remember these horrible things? I shut them out, that's why.
I think it was absolute. Power! Absolute power!
Yeah, something like that.
Is what he yells.
Yeah, but he was definitely playing possum so he could turn Anakin. Because if he defeats Mace Windu outright, then he also has to fight Anakin.
Right, because then Anakin would have been like, whoa, dude.
He's a Sith Lord, I have to kill him.
Yeah.
Well, even if he killed Mace Windu, then he still would need his help to save Padme. So either way, Anakin would not have fought.
You keep babbling on about that. Padmame or whatever.
Padme, whatever the hell his name is.
But, he's crying.
And another thing, though.
I'm sorry. I'll talk to you later.
Love you too.
There is one thing, though. Also, in that fight scene, Mace Windu kicks the Emperor's lightsaber out of his hand. It falls out the window that's broken. And then, magically, like, 4 hours later, when he fights Yoda, oh, look, I have it back.
Well, that was the other thing, like, oh, he made two. That was the thing that you always read about. Oh, he had two.
But
one goes to 11.
Does he have
this lightsaber goes to 11.
Is it like he has like a the same kind that Darth Maul did, and he's kind of broken in half, like, oh, I got two of them now.
Oh, Obi-Wan cut it in half.
Yeah.
I know, but
it was, what was her name?
I don't understand how it still works.
Campaigns. Yeah, because there's only one crystal chamber, theoretically. It's not like he made...
Well, even that, it'd be like the power wouldn't even... Like, it would have exploded at the end or something.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, I don't know how you can have... Pretty much the equivalent of a self-contained nuclear device.
It's not two lightsabers duct taped together that were just perfectly split right on the seal.
Yeah, and Obi-Wan didn't hit it right in the middle. It's like, oh, I'm going to hit it right where it's not going to destroy his lightsaber.
Well, it was kind of off towards the end. Because if you see him holding it afterwards, it is still quite, like, it's the hilt and then it's really long still.
Yeah.
So he just kind of knocked the end of it off.
I don't think it should have worked anymore.
Not a bad bit of rescuing, huh? You know, sometimes I amaze even myself.
That doesn't sound too hard. They let us go. It's the only explanation for the ease of our escape.
Easy? You call that easy?
They're tracking us.
Not this ship, sister.
At least the information in R2 is still intact.
And of course, Darth Maul using the double bladed lightsaber made all the kids think that those were the cool things to have.
They are the cool things to have.
No, they aren't.
Everyone's going to have them in KOTOR MMO.
You're right.
I know I'm going to have one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have one.
I'm going to make fun of you for it.
Yeah, I'm not going to play that game. I'm going to refuse on principle. Enough people have ruined Star Wars.
It's on you, Rich.
Pass.
Who am I looking at? Kit Fisto?
Yeah.
Fisto? What the hell is his name? This is not important because he died.
Kit Fisto is always important.
Just seems like 3 seconds, then he's stabbed with a heart and collapses.
He smiled. He's that guy.
From the battle on Geonosis?
Uh-huh. That's it.
Because he was nice enough not to destroy C-3PO's head.
That's right. He knew.
Pick it up.
Okay. It is Fades.
I start, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah.
You lead!
I'll lead with C-3PO.
Who we just talked about. And we'll come to you with Han Solo.
Woo!
Who always shoots first. Mm-hmm. So say we all.
So say we. What are we talking about? Mixing sci-fi.
Mixing genres? Yes. Mixing shows?
Shows, yeah. And we're going to throw, a little bit of Princess Leia Organa on top of Han Solo.
And Watto.
And Watto.
He's in the middle.
Watto, the true father of...
And 3PO will translate.
Watto's...
That's yours.
You know he did.
No, but to the king.
That would be Abe.
All right.
Yes. You know Watto pulled the Thomas Jefferson and visited the slave quarters now and again.
Ew.
All right.
I choose you, Qui-Gon Jinn.
Pointless character. I hope he loses.
I hope he lost.
Anakin would have beat him.
He's lost to a little whiny bitch.
Oh, he lost to
a little whiny bitch. I thought it was Luke. Sorry. Yeah, it's easy to confuse them.
No, it's not.
Well, in this light, it's because they both had the green background. They both had the same kind of hit.
Don't take the photo. No, you have to put it there so we know what's happening. Thank you.
we're gonna trump that with a little bit of Kit Fisto there. Worthless character. What about his eye?
It's gone.
Captain Typho.
The guy that replaced Captain Panaka, probably for the same reason. The actor probably didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. I would have wanted to be in Star Wars again.
It would have been... When I first saw that character, I kept confusing him with the guy that played Jango Fett, because they look similar. And that actually would have kind of... Like, oh, whoa, that's weird. How'd that happen? Maybe it would have added another layer of something to it.
Like they planted a clone.
Right.
Near the... Yeah. And then, you know, you could have a scene where the Emperor's like, execute order 66 or 67. And then they're like, I would go kill the senator now. Yeah, that would have been kind of interesting.
Who called this one?
That would have been Zeno.
Your mom told me to pick it up.
Zantax won that one.
Okay.
I'm going to play this card no matter what you do.
Probably.
Nope, I'm gonna do that. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
General Dodana.
Hey, look. We used to go together. That was a good decision you made there, because we just used you. And, just Luke Skywalker for good measure. So, from Egan Cola to Luminar Underly and 6 points with Stas.
Why do you keep flipping me off for your horrible decisions?
She was only in the Clone Wars, correct? Stas Ali? No, I haven't seen that one before, but the other one. Luminar Underly? Yeah. I think she was at the Battle of Geonosis as well.
If there's pictures of any of these people, they had to have been in the movies. Like, most of these Jedi that we don't know were in that battle.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You saw them for a second.
You haven't seen this lady?
Mm-mm. Not in the movies.
There were a couple of them like that.
Well, yeah. I have a rule that I don't watch episode 2.
I forget ever. What her race is, but they have an agreement that their force sensitives are only to be trained by members of their own race.
Ooh, that's interesting.
And who is that one? The one you have in hand?
Stas Ali. She dies early on, either in between episode 1 and 2 or during episode 2. I forget who she was. I confuse her with Mace Windu's other Padawan, Deepa Balaba, or whatever her name is. One of the three Jedi who...
I'm not so familiar with the minor, meaningless Jedi.
Yeah, because you see a whole, studio legend die in Geonosis in the arena.
Yeah, that's the other thing. If Obi-Wan Kenobi isn't, like, one of the biggest badasses in the Jedi Order, why do they send 200 Jedi to go save him?
Yeah.
And usually you don't go save Jedi. I mean, if they're lost, they're usually lost.
Why did Padme have to be the one to, like, figure out how to escape while Anakin and Obi-Wan were hanging on those pillar things? Why did they just argue instead of, like, well, we're Jedi?
They're like, killed it.
Yeah.
I picked it up and threw that dinosaur at the other dinosaur.
Right. Mm-hmm. Why? It's like, it's the same thing that they did with the X-Men powers. They were arbitrarily, however, what would be the most dramatic and most interesting.
In
order to show us, like, oh, look, Wolverine can heal. Like, if he cut himself or put the cigar out on his hand, it would be really slow. But then at the end, where he has to fight, fight the Phoenix,
yeah.
It's just instant. He's, like, getting ripped apart, and it's just instantly
like,
healing.
You see, like, his ribs and his organs, he just goes, there it goes back.
I'm fine.
I'm going to save my Wolverine comments for my comic episode.
Okay, you do that.
Yeah.
We're talking about the movie, so I mean the comics are a separate entity, but still.
It's close.
Yeah. It really is the same.
It's ridiculous, but... Star Wars, yay.
Okay. Yeah. Let us switch back to another topic for discussion. We talked about Mace Windu fighting the Emperor.
Yeah.
By a show of hands, how many people think that Mace Windu should have fallen to the dark side? That's two.
That's two. We got two. Almost.
I'd have to hear you.
Okay. Mace Windu was played by Samuel L. Jackson. Should he have fallen to the dark side?
2 3/4 quarters. No. Here are my reasons. He's an angry man to begin with. And he was...
Kill yourself.
Now you gotta start over.
Green egg. 20 points to the win. Game over.
No, if he didn't turn over turn over the card, then he can redeal.
The Death Star has cleared the planet.
Rebel base in range.
You may fire when ready.
Commence primary ignition.
Now let's blow this thing and go home!